The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
I love our prelude today. Bill Withers' Lean on Me, the Club Nouveau version, is great. I hope you all enjoyed it. Well, good morning and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We're located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, but this morning, thanks to the magic of the internet and Zoom and our wonderful tech gurus, we are as close to you as your home. We're a Unitarian Universalist congregation dedicated to nurturing the spirit and transforming the world. I'm Preston Lutweiler, President of the Board of Trustees, and I want to personally welcome you this morning. Whether you are, wherever you are on your life journey, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, whomever you love, whatever your gender identity or expression, we welcome you into our ever-expanding circle of compassion and caring. If you're visiting us today, you'll notice in the Zoom chat a link to our virtual visitor card. This is a way for you to connect with us and us with you. Please fill it out at any time during the service. Our Soul Matters theme for January is Living with Intention. The topic of today's service is shared ministry. UUs do not follow a creed. We are committed to a responsible search for truth and meaning that does not come from a particular scripture or religious authority. We believe in the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process in our congregations and in society at large. We tend to be independent and open-minded, and we are sometimes contrarian. The concept of shared ministry has evolved among UU congregations to manage dynamic tensions that inevitably arise among congregants and between a minister and a congregation. It is a framework for cooperation, mutual respect, and shared authority and responsibility. It is a concept that may or may not be planted in a congregation, may or may not flourish, and may or may not wither from neglect or disease. When Reverend Larry Pierce left us last year, a year earlier than either he or we had anticipated, he urged our Board of Trustees, based on his experience and observations of our small congregation over almost 3 years, to actively cultivate and practice shared ministry. The Board of Trustees reconstituted our Committee on Ministry as the Committee on Shared Ministry last year. Anne Rostowski, Mike McNeil, Jeannie Henderson, Sandy Beckius, and Andre Enright were asked to serve on the committee. The committee was charged with helping our congregation understand and implement shared ministry. This means coming to a shared understanding of what we want from each other and what we want from a minister. It means helping to clearly define allocation of authority and responsibility. It means nurturing patterns of respectful communication in the congregation, on the board, and in our committees before we bring on a new part-time contract minister. The committee has been meeting for several months and offered to conduct a service today to share with you their ideas on how Thomas Paine UU Fellowship might go forward with intention into the new calendar year, into a search for a new minister, into a new beginning.
Thank you, Preston. I am Mike McNeil. I am a trustee at large on the Board of Trustees and the chair of the Committee on Shared Ministry. And I thought for today's opening words, it would be apropos to do very similar to what all of our committees have been asked to do since the beginning of the church year, which is start off by reading our Covenant of Good Relations. One of the first things we discovered when we were coming together as the Committee on Shared Ministry is how many folks actually didn't know we had a Covenant of Good Relations if they weren't actively participating on committees, or what was in it. So in our Covenant of Good Relations, we covenant to listen to each person carefully and respectfully, to honor the inherent worth and dignity of everyone, to show care and compassion for each other, our community, and our environment, to voice our concerns and disagreements honestly and respectfully, to measure our behavior by the principles of Unitarian Universalism, and in times of disagreement or conflict, to recognize the conflict and seek resolution directly and in a timely manner, to respect and honor the ideas of others, to encourage all to express their points of view, to practice tolerance, patience, and openness in the process, and to work towards the common good of the fellowship. And for those in leadership positions, we expect people to be highly involved, visible, and representative of the fellowship as a whole, to avoid using the power of leadership to promote an individual agenda, and to promote process to avoid to provide accountability and continuity. Jeannie Henderson and Sandy Beckius will do our chalice lighting reading, which finishes with a unison section, so please join in and the words should show up momentarily.
The word courage comes from Latin cor, which means heart. According to poet Matt Nepo, the original use of the word courage meant to stand by one's core, a striking concept that reinforces the belief found in almost all traditions that living from the center is what enables us to face whatever life has to offer.
To encourage means to hearten, to impart strength and confidence. This is our work as a religious community. The work is to encourage one another, to be bold in engaging the world around us, as well as to be bold in what scares us internally, to give one another the confidence and the heart to live as fully as possible.
With full hearts, we affirm our relationships with one another. We recognize our agency and our connective power, and we accept our responsibility to be bold and courageous. We light this chalice, symbol of all that we are, all that we have done together, and all that we will be as our shared ministry encourages those within and beyond our walls.
I will light the chalice for today, after which Preston will light the peace lamp, and then we will have our gathering song.
After I light the peace lamp, your response will be, and with all the people of the world. May peace be with us and with all the people of the world.
Our gathering song today is Gathered Here, and I think you'll enjoy this version by the UU Church of Baltimore's virtual choir.
Struggle and the power, spirit.
So now we will have our moment for all ages. You will see a short video, and it, I think, illustrates something about shared ministry. What we have to do is put our individual egos aside and work for the greater good. And so in this video, you don't want to be the bear or the moose. You want to be the raccoon or the rabbit, okay? And after that, we will have a musical meditation, which was an original composition by Isaac Strader.
Oh!
Good morning. I am not a preacher, and I will do my damnedest to avoid getting too preachy during my message today. The topic, of course, is shared ministry, and it's probably worth taking some time right at the start to tackle definitions, because, at least to me, terms like ministry have a tendency to get awfully confusing or vague. To many, ministry refers to the services and the functions of a minister. Pretty easy definition in the grand scheme of things. I found it's much harder to get a good, concise list of what the services and functions of a minister are, because there tends to be a lot of variation and disagreement about what those things are and what those things should be. So maybe it's better to start with a different and broader definition of ministry. On behalf of the committee, I'd like to offer this alternative instead. Ministry is the active participation in the ongoing creative and restoring activity in the world. Ministry includes the calling of all people, as individuals, as members of a specific congregation, such as Thomas Paine UU Fellowship, and as part of the universal community of those seeking spirituality. Put more simply, ministry is our actions to make our communities and our world a better place. Shared ministry builds on that. But to have value, shared ministry needs to be more than just an idea. Shared ministry is a call to action, and more importantly, a covenant in its own right. Shared ministry says that all people are called to ministry, and that as members of a faith community, we, the congregation, agree and commit, covenant, to serve together in a spirit of cooperation for our collective benefit and to further the mission and the vision of our fellowship. Together, we strive to discover, develop, utilize, and support the unique gifts of each member of our community. When we have a called or contract minister, we work in partnership with them and in support of them as a spiritual leader. And as responsible stewards, we all participate in the ongoing creative and restoring activity in our communities and in the world. Hopefully that framing makes sense to everyone, and sounds not that unlike what we're already doing as a community today. And before going further, I'd actually like to take a moment and remind everyone of what Thomas Paine UU Fellowship's mission and vision statements are, because we have them. We committed to them together as a fellowship. And since really, shared ministry is, more than anything else, the covenant that we are all actively working together in support of our mission and our vision. Our mission statement: we are a welcoming and nurturing community dedicated to inspiring spiritual growth for adults and children, caring for our environment, and promoting social justice and equality in the larger community. And our vision: we seek to be a caring, growing, inclusive spiritual congregation, promoting tolerance and understanding. We aspire to provide a setting for personal growth for people of all ages, where the search for truth and meaning is always encouraged. We commit to working respectfully with each other and with the wider community towards a just, peaceful world and a sustainable environment. We work together in fellowship to achieve this vision through spiritual practices, service, and education. One final bit of framing here before I move on. What shared ministry isn't? Shared ministry isn't a requirement that everyone takes a turn leading a service on a Sunday. There are so many other ways of actively participating in the ongoing creative and restoring activity in the world, and frankly, there are many people who just don't feel comfortable standing in the pulpit in front of an audience. On the other side of that coin, however, is that any member, whether or not they are active participants in the worship committee, certainly may participate in or lead a service if they feel they have something to share to the benefit of the congregation. Now, if shared ministry is to be a covenant we all participate in, it would be a good idea to talk about roles and responsibilities, because clear expectations will be a pillar for our collective success. How can we refine a culture of shared ministry at Thomas Paine if we don't understand how we fit in and what's expected of us? Firstly, the minister. Pardon my bluntness on this one, but why would we, Thomas Paine UU Fellowship, call or contract a minister unless we are looking for someone to fill the role of a spiritual leader. Spirituality is a core component of our mission and our vision, and it's something we all participate in. But the minister is generally the single largest expense in our budget. Why would we burden ourselves with that expense, except if we feel we are getting more than our money's worth by having an individual with the skills and the training necessary to be a spiritual leader in our community? Especially given that, according to our own bylaws, our Board of Trustees is responsible for defining the overall direction of the congregation and establishing policies and programs to accomplish the needs and the objectives of the congregation, not the minister. If we do not accept that our minister is here primarily as a spiritual leader, then why have one at all? Our minister is an employee, and their job responsibilities are to provide spiritual leadership along with specific duties outlined in their employment contract, such as leading a certain number of services every year and participating in other functions, such as marriages, outlined in the contract. The minister is accountable to the board, and through the board, ultimately accountable to the entire congregation. Next, the board. As already mentioned, according to our bylaws, this is straight from the bylaws, the board is responsible for defining the overall direction of the congregation and establishing the policies and the programs required to accomplish the needs and the objectives of the congregation. Can you tell I'm quoting? It doesn't sound like me normally talking. Additionally, the board is responsible for administering the business affairs of the congregation because somebody's got to do it. And while it may not be the board's responsibility to micromanage the execution of policies and programs, the board's absolutely responsible for the outcomes and is, as such, well within its rights to get involved when necessary to ensure that we're all working in the direction that it defined. Since the board is elected, it is directly accountable to the congregation as a whole. And if the congregation doesn't like the direction, the policies, or the programs enacted by the board, well, we've got a UU principle for that. We can leverage the democratic process and follow the process in our bylaws and elect new leaders. The board is given the privilege of leadership by our members and the trust of our members to work in the best interests of the congregation. Next, our volunteers. Volunteerism covers a lot more ground than just serving on a standing committee. A great example of that might be all of the gardening that Phil does out front to keep the front of our fellowship looking nice. And while a lot of our volunteerism in practice does mean getting involved in a committee, it's not just that simple. But the most critical responsibility of every volunteer is to bring their unique skills and their unique gifts to bear for the benefit of the community. Whether that's helping organize a Super Bowl, whether that's gardening, whether that's picking out paint colors to help revitalize the inside of our fellowship, there's lots of different ways we can leverage our unique gifts. Our volunteers offer up of themselves to the benefit of all, and in the ways that they can have the most impact. That said, our mission and our vision call us to work together in a shared direction. So aligning volunteer activities with the needs of the fellowship is a critical component in making volunteering effective. So usually that's why a volunteer's role is linked to a committee or a policy or a program to make sure that when we're volunteering, we're doing something productive and to make the best use we can of the limited time each of us can actually donate or offer up to our community. Our volunteers are accountable to their committees or their teams, to the board, and through all of that, to the congregation. And then lastly, the congregation itself. Every member of our congregation has several important responsibilities, independent of membership on committees or being on the board. First and foremost, obviously, is to live by our UU principles in our daily lives, and especially in our fellowship activities. That's a commitment we all made when we signed the books, and it's a commitment that the congregation is well within our rights to expect of non-members who want to participate as well. It's something we've agreed we think has value and that we should hold ourselves and each other to. Secondly, is accountability. We need to hold each other and our leadership accountable for their own roles and their responsibilities. Shared ministry only works if we reinforce a culture of accountability throughout the fellowship, and that requires everyone to be on board. Third is active participation. We're not a large community, so we kind of need everybody to be an active participant, both in shared ministry and in our community. I respect, of course, that everyone's in a different situation in their own lives, and so participation isn't going to look the same for everyone. It's definitely not fair or reasonable to expect everyone to be able or willing to donate a huge amount of their time or their gifts to the fellowship. But we all have a role to play, and we all need to work together to help the fellowship grow and execute on its mission and its vision. Roles and responsibilities are all well and good, but shared ministry is really about action and about behaviors. So I've kind of already touched on some key behaviors, but I really want to circle back on that a little bit and kind of and reiterate what we need from everyone if we want to build a practice and a covenant of shared ministry at Thomas Paine. We need to live by our UU principles and the covenant of good relations during all of our fellowship activities and beyond. We need to be mindful of the impact of our words and our actions on each other, because we can't maintain a healthy community if we're not thinking about how our own behaviors affect those around us. We need to hold each other and our leaders accountable. If we see something occur that isn't in alignment with our principles or the mission and the vision of the fellowship, we can't let it slide, because that just encourages more of the same. I respect that not everyone is able to tackle a difficult situation head on, and that's okay. I'm not asking people to put themselves into what they feel might be an unsafe position. I am asking everyone to engage directly and in a timely fashion when they feel safe and able to do so, and to reach out to the Committee on Shared Ministry for support when they do not. I am asking people to be more active in bringing attention to issues that run contrary to our mission and our vision in the interests of the long-term health of our congregation and our community. And we need everyone to engage with the community actively, participate in activities, volunteer where you can, and ensure that your voice is heard. The last major point I want to touch on is specific activities that the Committee on Shared Ministry is going to engage in or recommend the congregation engages in to support building a covenant of shared ministry. The committee will be reaching out to all members in the coming weeks and just to have a short discussion. We want your feedback on the idea of shared ministry at Thomas Paine. We'd love to know how you think you can participate in shared ministry and in the fellowship. And we'd like to know more about your expectations for a new minister and just general direction of the fellowship as a whole. We want to hear. And so we will be reaching out and setting up just a short meeting just to discuss those three points. We will be continuing to engage with the congregation on an ongoing basis to foster a culture of shared ministry, to reinforce expectations around behaviors and accountability required for us to succeed in developing shared ministry, and to kind of take the temperature to assess where we stand and how we're progressing. We're going to be reporting our findings and our progress to the board and the committee council on a regular basis. And we're going to continue to serve similar functions to the Committee on Ministry in the past, particularly to be here as a support to help with things like resolving tensions or conflicts within the fellowship. As Preston noted at the start of the service, tensions are unavoidable, and we're here to support everyone. We want to make sure that when tensions arise, that we're helping manage them as healthily as we can, whether that's between members of the congregation or between a member and the minister or between the minister and the board or whatever it might be. And for the broader congregation, we really recommend that we take a look at our covenant of good relations and ensure that it's topical, that the content in it remains aligned with our needs, so that at our next congregational meeting, we can reaffirm our covenant of good relations, and if we need to make changes, we can have an opportunity to do so together as a community. To wrap it all up, the board and the Committee on Shared Ministry believe that implementing a shared ministry model is the best path forward for Thomas Paine to support not only the health of our community, but also in ensuring we have the right framework to attract and retain a minister going forward. We strongly believe in the value of a covenant to serve together in a spirit of cooperation and accountability to further the mission and vision of our fellowship. We believe in clear expectations, roles, and responsibilities as the most critical components to success, together with key behaviors that we all engage in, like living by our UU principles and the covenant of good relations, holding each other accountable, and dealing with our concerns directly when possible and engaging shared resources like the Committee on Shared Ministry when we need them. We believe that everyone should make their voice heard, respectfully, of course. We believe active engagement, both in the Covenant of Shared Ministry and generally in community activities, is critical from everyone for us to grow and succeed together in the long term. I don't believe that we're asking the congregation or its members to make any sort of abrupt about-face or major shift in direction in terms of how we act together, but I do believe we're asking for a little bit more consistency in action and behavior from everybody, including ourselves, to ensure that we're being the best version of our community that we can be. And I am absolutely asking for the participation of everyone in a covenant of shared ministry, in service of our vision and our mission, and to ensure that we are working together to discover, develop, utilize, and support the many, many gifts and incredible talents each wonderful member of our community has, and do it as best we possibly can. Thank you. And I will bring this message to a close, and we will move on to the portion of our service called Matters of the Heart, which I think everybody here is awfully darn familiar with. And we will have a short musical interlude, after which John Sayer, our wonderful tech guru of the week, will talk about how we can participate.
This time, we will go ahead and bring this time of sharing to a close by playing Spirit of Life. This version is actually one that we've done before, sung by Christine, and I believe this was with Isaac playing accompaniment with her.
Our closing words today come from our gray hymnal and are attributed to James Viola Blake. Love is the spirit of this church, and service its law. This is our great covenant, to dwell together in peace, to seek the truth in love, and to help one another. We extinguish this chalice, but not its light We carry that flame with us into the world and together into our community with a shared commitment to being the best version of ourselves that we can be. And our closing song today is Hymn 1008, When Our Heart is in a Holy Place.
Grace, when our heart is in a holy place.